Hey, that cheerful voice on the other end of the line, that would be Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac Fridays, right here on Northland Morning. Morning there, sunshine.
Good morning. And speaking of sunshine, it's just starting to break through now. We've had a absolutely beautiful fog. I was just commenting to a group that I was speaking with this week that one of the things we have not had this entire season has been a really good thick fog that lasted. Today's might be the best that we've had so far. And I absolutely love them. Now, we still have plenty of time to get fogs, and so I look forward to having some more. This is September 16, next week, September 22. That's next week, Thursday. We will be at the equinox. So I guess you could say this is my last summer phone call of the season. Looking back on the summer, it was warmer and wetter than normal, and that continues in the month of September so far. We're halfway through, and yes, it's been wetter and warmer than normal, and that trend continues. And like I said, I hope we get some more fog. We also had a beautiful full moon this week. We had some clear nights to go with it, so you had a chance to get out and enjoy it. And then I guess the one in September, is it called the Hunter's Moon? Or I don't know, but we had one. We did have the full moon this week. We also are getting sunrises later every day. We're getting sunsets earlier every night, and that means that there's bird movement, there's migration. I was at Hawk Ridge this week, and though I was not there on one of the really big days, that's okay. There was still a good flight, and it was just plain neat to sit there and watch the birds come across. I saw the sharpshin, I saw broadwing, I saw bald eagle, turkey vulture, American kestrel, and it was just a pleasant thing to be able to do. They did have three really big days this week. Back on last Saturday, there was over 5,000 counted. On last week, Tuesday, the 13th, there were near 10,000 counted. And the next day, Wednesday, there was once again over 4,000 counted. So it was a pretty good days this week. This is the weekend of Hawk Weekend. And we start, the events start this evening and continue tomorrow and on to Sunday. Tomorrow may be shaping up, at least tomorrow afternoon, to be a pretty good flight. And if anybody has an opportunity or just make the opportunity, it might be a good time to get there. If you cannot get there this week, any time is always worth going to Hawk Ridge. Yesterday when I was up there, we saw more sharpshin hawks than anything else. But nevertheless, and they're small hawks, and it's easy to think, oh, that's not much to see. Nevertheless, it is always worth going there. There's movements of warblers still going on, vireos, sandhill cranes. I hear them every day. But probably the most obvious is the blue jays. Blue jays are migrating through right now, and they make a lot of noise when they come through. They are usually in flocks, though the flocks are not really big. And then I had the appearance of the white-throated sparrows in my yard this week. White-throated sparrows may sometimes live in the area and sometimes not. Now, here's what I mean by that. I do not have them living at my place, but just to the north of me here at Jay Cook State Park, that wonderful state park, they do live there. And so they are a migrant, but they're also a resident, and it's always good to see them. I usually see them in the fall. Other things of note, I did some paddling on a lake this week, and while paddling there, I saw plenty of beaver cutting. Beaver cuttings this time of year are usually a sign they're starting to get ready for the big freeze-up that's coming. And as I was paddling, I saw some more movement, and it was a family of otters. Always need to see otters. And then there was a deer. He came into our yard, a doe, and she came in with her fawn, and the fawn was almost completely out of spots. Chipmunks have been very active. I saw them again this morning. They gather whatever they can this time of year, also getting ready for the big cold. This is the time of year we might see snakes. When I bike this time of year on the Munger bike trail, I almost always expect to see garter snakes and red-belly snakes crawling across the road. They are headed to a place to spend the winter. Notice how there are so many things in reference to getting ready for the cold. One of the interesting ones that I've been watching lately is a small insect that lives on the surface of the water. These are little oval dark oval-shaped beetles known as whirlyjig beetles. They're called that because if you scare them, they go through gyrations, a real crazy kind of swimming of gyrations in which it's hard to even see them individually. It's their way of protecting themselves. Well, they live on the surface of the water during the summer, and they are opportunists. They take advantage of anything they can get a hold of to feed on, lots of other little insects and so forth. But now as the weather gets colder, they move further and further toward the shore. And finally, when the freeze-up hits, they will be ready, and they'll be spending the winter on the shoreline. So an interesting thing, they don't die off in the winter. Also of note is another critter that doesn't die off in the winter. In walking along the roads this past week or so, I've noticed, after dark, I've noticed that there's a glow along the side of the road. Well, I stop and take a close look at it, and it is what we call glowworms. Glowworms are the larval form of the firefly. And we see plenty of fireflies earlier in the season. We don't think of them much when we get to this time of year, but their young ones are out there. They're a larva, and the larva will also glow. They spend the winter out here and underneath the leaves and so forth, and they are a predator, a really interesting little critter. The wildflowers, the goldenrods are still out there. There's a couple species that are still fully in bloom, but I think the big bulk of them are now past blooming, and they are on their way down. They're starting to form seeds. Same thing true with the sunflowers. This week when I was biking, I came across some beautiful sunflowers, still wide open, but many of the more common ones, especially the tall sunflowers, are on their way down. However, with asters tend to last and last and last. Asters are probably the best example of an autumn wildflower, and they have been given nicknames such as the Christmas daisy to pass along the idea that they bloom very late in the season. But when it comes to color in September, we don't look too much at the wildflowers. We look mostly at the trees, and it has really come on a great deal in the last few days, and we're going to see a lot more in the next couple weeks. Right now, I have yellow birches in the yard and yellow poplar, some basswood turning yellow, and sugar maple turning yellow. The reds are the red maple, the dogwood, and the sumac. And as I said, we're going to be seeing a lot more of that as we go continue through here. And as you were saying, mushroom time. This past week, you know, it's an interesting thing, Lisa. We got some rain last night, but until that, we had not gotten rain for a whole week. Now when we start getting rains again, the mushrooms will start appearing quicker. Twice this week, I had somebody contact me asking me about a type of fungus that they found. One of them was what's called comb tooth. It looks like a big piece of coral, and it's real full, and some people call it beard fungus. But anyway, they found it on a log, and it was just an excellent growth. And then another one was out, just asked about this yesterday. This person found it in their yard. It was 1 foot in diameter. It was a giant puffball. Giant puffballs are not that unusual, but usually they're smaller. Usually they're no bigger than about the size of a football, but this one was a nice large one. So, yeah, there's plenty of other fungus out there, some of which is very bright. I found a lot of the yellow and orange and glowing ones in these last few days, so there's plenty of things to see. Good time to get out and take a walk, and you don't have many mosquitoes. So, okay, take care.
Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber is an author, a naturalist, an educator, and our special pride and joy. He's our guest for Backyard Almanac Fridays right here on Northland Morning.